T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.12:58, final hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show, Hughley. Vern, Joshua Lamont Vernier, producing this. I'm out of here. Josh. Steven Curtis producing this. You showed me your chest.
Clean it off.
You can't sit over there and pull your shirt up and show me all that stomach hair that I did not know yet.
Oh, you like it.
And then not think it's going to throw me off. That is a lot of hair. I knew it was. What do you think I'm doing?
You think I'm playing around?
I knew it was on the chest.
You think I'm playing around with this chest hair game?
I knew the chest.
I play for keeps, Ron.
I know, but that stomach hair is that is something.
It'll show you the way, baby.
It will. It could be braided, I think. Get you some twisties in there, man.
I wish.
That's not an R. Kelly song. Oh, no.
I remember that when she's, yeah.
Yep. You're right there.
Can't enjoy that.
Yeah, nope. Because of him.
Not a song we enjoy anymore.
Nope. I'm almost willing to put show's stamp of approval. This would be the fourth one. I'm 3-1, obviously. This is I'm willing to put it on that I believe the Chiefs will. You know what? I'm doing it.
You know what? Let me take my.
You know what? I respect that. I respect that.
Let me take my.
Because I don't feel like you're really okay. All right, you're really going with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going for it. Quit looking at me like that, Steve.
What are you doing?
He's taking his jacket off. We're not on television. For as badly as you want to be back on television,
Bad. We're
not.
Bad.
This is radio. People don't know when you just stand up and take your coat off.
No, I'm warm. They felt it. They felt it at home or wherever they are. I'm putting the show's stamp of approval on it right now. April 19th.
This is where it begins to die then.
1:00. Yeah. The Chiefs will trade up in the draft.
Just period?
Just period. That's where I'm going. Okay. They will. No, not the whole thing.
Well, that ain't
I'm putting it. Got to string together some W's here. They will trade up in the draft. Right now, they sit at 29. They will trade up in the draft. And listening to little Andy Veach yesterday, and then over the things that he said over the weeks, a lot of people think, well, the big needs are defensive. And where? All right, you let go of Dee Ford and Justin Houston, and you really don't have a big-time person off the edge to get to the quarterback. And in the future, you might want to do that. Let's go defensive line, and there's some up there. How about corner? You know, Greedy Williams looks like he may fall to you, but they're corner. But if you listen to what little Andy said through Andy, a couple of things he said. He said, Steve Spagnuolo loves corners. Secondary is at the core of the coach that he is. That's what he coached in Philadelphia. He is a secondary coach, which leads me to believe he really believes in himself and how he could coach up talent much more at a rate than Emmett Thomas.
That's enough, man.
And so I think with that angle, I feel like they may not go corner in the first round, especially when Brett said yesterday, hey, we feel like corner is a lot deeper in the draft. Guys in the second and third round, we feel like. So if you're Spags, you're confident in your ability to coach up guys in the secondary, a lot of people may think it may be corner. I don't. I think where they will move up, and this was the part that he spoke about yesterday that really got me, Vern, is when he said, we want to have guys who are ready to go to start now. First round is the best place to get that, to start now. I think they're going to jump up and draft somebody from the position of which he said is most scarce. He said, to be honest, interior linebacker and safety are the positions that are lightest in this draft. There are two big-time inside linebackers. One projected to go at 10 to the Bengals, and Devin White from LSU. A second one, and Devin Bush from Michigan, to go around 20 where the Steelers are. They haven't talked about linebacker a lot. I think that is a place where they will jump up to go get one of those guys. I talked to a person who is to a source who is very, very close with the draft, very close with the Chiefs, and he said to me, no, that's not crazy to think they will go up and get an inside linebacker. And just to let you know, Devin Bush from Michigan is the real deal. And 20 is doable from 29, especially with what the Chiefs have in terms of other picks. They've got a two next year. They got two twos right now. I think middle linebacker is where the Chiefs are going to jump up to go get either White or Bush, because those guys are scarce and those two can jump right in. Sir, I tell you, that don't mean you got to talk. But sir, I tell you, what Darius Leonard did and the effect that he had on the Colts last year was big time. And I think those two guys can have that type of impact on the Chiefs. And that is a position that they need. They need more speed right there. They need this. From the 816, Steelers not about to help the Chiefs. Okay, you could probably think in your mind, maybe they go ahead.
Devin White also owns horses.
The college kid?
Yes.
Good for him.
I don't even know. I don't know that that's accurate. I really.
You got to really have it if you're owning horses.
Around the campus at LSU. Wow.
But I think like we haven't heard it. Like I think those two guys are ready made guys to start right off the bat. And if you are ready to go Super Bowl right now, then you're think of some of the great 4-3 defenses, guys at every level. The Bucks when they had Sapp, and they had Brooks, and then they had Lynch, and then when he was in Philly, they had guys like Javon Kurse up front, and the great Corey Simon, and Hugh Douglas up front, and Jeremiah Trotter, and then Dawkins in the back end. The other thing, Vern, that source told me, they would be shocked if Reggie Ragland was the starting middle linebacker when training camp started. And I trust the hell out of that source.
I'm all about this dude that had horses. Two things, though. Your source says it's not crazy to think that they would move up to grab an inside linebacker. I believe them, but I don't think it would be crazy for this team to move up in the draft to get a cornerback, move up in the draft to get a tight end, move up in this draft to get a rush end. I think there's so many opportunities for this team to improve. So many, I'm not going to say glaring needs, but depth needs throughout the roster where I don't think anything outside of quarterback is out of the realm of possibility.
Where I disagree on those positions is, one, I think there are more players at those positions that have opportunities to be there. I think there are more. Like he said, there are a lot of defensive linemen in this draft. There are a lot of corners, as he said, that he likes in this draft. There are two interior linebackers that feel like they're ready to go right now.
Right, but you want the best, right? It's about, like you mentioned, it's about getting someone that's ready on day one. Yes, there are a lot of cornerbacks, but I have to assume that there's one or two that you believe you can slide into the starting lineup right out of the gate. The second thing I was wondering is, so what are you putting the damn stamp on?
I said the Chiefs draft
this inside linebacker?
No, I said that the Chiefs.
The horse guy? Or the Michigan guy?
Devin White's probably going to go to.
You know what I did, and I am put down and quoted at 1 o'clock. I said on April 19th, that I put the show
Bob Fesco's birthday
show stamp of approval,
right,
that they will trade up in the draft
from 29. they will move up.
No, just said, I said they'll trade up in the draft. Oh. Don't try to put more on it. It's exactly what I said.
Also, this is pretty widely regarded as kind of an average cornerback draft class. So there's a lot of guys you can get in the second to third round.
Yeah, I think they see them all in the same level. Since it is Fesco's birthday. I think we know what we have to do. Three, two, one. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Day to you. Happy birthday, Bob.
We love you.
We sure as hell do. We sure
don't forget as hell do. The NFL draft a week from today. Second and third round a week from today. But Show and Vern, we will be live in Nashville Thursday for round one. Show and Vern live from the Ainsworth in Nashville. Live from the old stomping grounds of college-aged Ron the Show Hughley. Oh, mama.
I don't think I'm happy with you.
We are going to be in Nashville. Show and Vern, 10 to 2, Thursday and Friday. But Thursday night, night one of the draft, we will have a Show and Vern draft special from 6 to 7, live from the building, wherever the hell they're having. What's the name of this place?
Bridgeport.
Arena. We'll be live from there from 6 to 7, leading you up to Bink at Night's draft special, as he'll be joined by Arrowhead Pride's Ken Swanson and Craig Stout. Do want to thank our friends at Twin Peaks and our friends at City Rent-A-Truck for sending us to Nashville in style. City Rent-A-Truck hooking us up with a 2019 Expedition XLT. You can find out more about City Rent-A-Truck online at cityrentatruck.com. They got three locations, Olathe, Midtown, just east of the plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Their newest location near KCI, cityrentatruck.com.
Especially the beginning portion of that read there, you let us know. That's another example where KB would say, that's because you've been hanging out with Ron too much.
What'd I say?
The old stumping grounds of college. You never did reads like that. I listened to you.
I was doing the Royals, doing a show by myself. Why would I mention your stomping grounds?
No, you haven't always just done Royals. You haven't always.
Let me let everybody in.
You put some real flair into that one. And you know your wife would say you would have never done that before you met Ron.
This is the latest example of Ron save a host. Where he thinks anytime someone on the radio
just doing
does
the best
something
I can,
that
man.
He likes,
just doing
he's
the
responsible
best
for it.
Just doing the best I can. I love you, and I've tried to do everything I could. Vern said he thinks the NFL corner is now like the NFL quarterback. He'll explain.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
From the 816 Nasty S 59, I have the slightest clue of what a chino is, but damn it, I want one now. Woo.
Pants. You know what chinos are?
Are you gonna judge him now because he doesn't know what chinos are?
Yeah.
You've been judging me through the break. And then you ran to your buddy Steve. What do I gotta do?
Stop maybe picking on everybody like Steve and myself.
I don't
be a friend, uplift us instead of pushing us down for your own personal gain. That's just the first thing that would come to my mind.
Man, what a liar you are. What a liar you are. Coming up, the report card. Show and Vern report card.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, make sure you text in Protein LC with a purpose. Text line 69306. I'm sure it'll be glowing. Glowing this week. Explain. I gave an excellent tease that you threw in the trash.
You really nailed that tease in.
I didn't nail it in. You threw it in the trash. It was an excellent tease. It really gave some intrigue. You said you feel like the NFL corner is no, you're a scrub.
What? What was that?
Yeah. Take that.
Can you do the tease again?
You're a scrub. No, not doing it. What are you doing the damn tease?
Let's just do it again.
What are you talking about?
Let's let the audience judge for themselves.
No.
But who's a scrub?
No. It was a good one. Do it. Your corners and quarterbacks fiasco.
Hey, Chili, who did you just call a scrub?
I am T-Boz every step of the way.
You don't have the voice to be T-Boz.
That's the only voice I have is to be T-Boz. The deepest voice in America. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy can't get no love from me.
All right, that does sound like T-Boz. That's pretty good. My bad. My bad. I love and respect you, Ron.
Yep. Not likewise.
I love and respect you so damn much that after listening to Brett Veach yesterday, I go, you know what, Brett Veach? You sound like my good friend, my life partner, Ron the Show Hughley. Ron the Show Hughley, who a handful of weeks ago, maybe even months ago, said, if I was running an NFL team, year in and year out, I would take a flyer on a quarterback when it comes to the NFL draft. You take a flyer on a quarterback, especially when you have someone like Andy Reid, who can turn a fourth, fifth, sixth round quarterback into something that another team could covet. You draft the quarterback, you flip him in a few years because God knows you're not going to need him. You got Mahomes. So always take a flyer on a quarterback. I'm starting to feel that same way when it comes to quarterbacks because I feel like there are fewer great cornerbacks in the NFL than there are great quarterbacks. I feel like it's more difficult to find a great and elite cornerback in the draft, in free agency. Once you get one, you normally don't let them go. Same thing with a quarterback. Man, I look at that position now as if year in and year out, even if you bring in a big name corner, even if you hit this year in the draft, every year from here on out with the NFL going the direction it is to be pass happy, make things easier for quarterbacks, make things easier for wide receivers. Man, every single season I'm taking a flyer on a corner. This year the Chiefs, with the holes that they have at that position, I think one of your first four picks. By the time Friday's round three concludes, the Chiefs, I think we would all agree, by then have to select a cornerback. One of those first four picks has to be directed towards that Chiefs secondary.
There's a part of me, Josh, that doesn't want them to take a corner in the top three picks. Third round, that would be their fourth pick. Yeah, a young guy, a third round, you could still find value in the third round. But there is a part of me that does not, their first round pick, either of their second round picks, if they keep them, there's a part of me that does not at all want them to do that. Because if they don't select, amen, if they don't select a corner in the top three picks, that to me guarantees that I believe that the splash that Andy and little Andy Veach have been speaking about will be one of those corners. And that excites me. That excites me. If you put one of the elite corners on this defense, that turns me on. Sports Hornyville all the way. If it's Xavier Rhodes from the Vikings, if it's Patrick Peterson, and you know how I feel about Patrick Peterson, or if they did something crazy and got Jalen Ramsey, if they were to trade or if they were not to draft a corner in the top three rounds, we know a splash is coming. To me, that would be the position that the splash is coming in because they need someone else there. And
So the end of round two, if the Chiefs don't have a cornerback, show stamp of approval that they will trade for.
I did not say. Don't you don't get to use it. What are you? You're trying to. You're trying here's to drive
what,
me.
Here's
You're
what Brett, here's what Brett Veach had to say about the depth of this year's draft.
The O&D line, I think it's pretty strong. I think in that first round, you're going to see a lot of defensive linemen off the board early. Certainly the quarterbacks that have been talked about, I think, will go. And then after that, I think you have a really strong early pocket of defensive linemen. And then I think tackle. I think there's a nice wave of tackles, four or five guys that are going to go pretty early. I think there's some depth in the second, third, and fourth round at wideout. And at tight end, which would be helpful to us. And, you know, the corner class is strong. There might not be that top 10 guy that you have every year, but I think it's deep in rounds 1, 2, and 3. You know, really, I think the linebacker class and safety class is a little thin, if I'm being honest, but I think everywhere else is some really good depth.
Brett Veach yesterday heard right here on 610 Sports Radio. So linebacker and safety, he thinks, is down somewhat. You already made the guarantee that they will trade up in this year's draft. You
sure
believe
did.
That they will select a middle linebacker.
One of the two, Devin Bush, who they could maybe get around 20, and Devin White, who is looking to be in the around the 10 range.
And Brett Veach doesn't really need to mess with safety because he already signed the Honey Badger and really talked up Armani Watts yesterday. Tyrann Mathieu, though, speaking of yesterday, being around the facility, man, really goes back to something you and I discussed a few weeks ago. Tyrann Mathieu yesterday tweets, "I'm overly excited to play in this defense. I'm a blessed man. Hashtag my show." I hope that that's a shout out to Ron the Show. I have a feeling it's not. I have a feeling it goes back to what he said at his introductory press conference where, next to the money, one of the main reasons why he's excited to play in Kansas City was...
Say next to the money.
Yeah, next to the money. The reason why he's excited to play in Kansas City was everything that Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo told him about how he was going to be used. You brought up the question of whether or not this means he's going to be the center point of the defense. Seeing the hashtag my show, after getting a chance to sit down with the coaching staff, it sure does sound like Tyrann Mathieu's going to get that Troy Polamalu treatment here in Kansas City. My question is Tyrann Mathieu as talented as a Troy Polamalu where you can go strictly off of instincts and make the kind of plays that Polamalu made? Because diving into the numbers of what the Honey Badger has done this past three seasons, a very good player, no doubt. But nothing really jumps off the page at me where I go, oh, okay, that's the guy that can be the best player on your defense.
Can he be Barry from a few years ago? When Barry was absolutely nuts from that position. Eric Berry here in Kansas City. We've seen that, a top three finisher and defensive player of the year. I don't know if he can be that. My interest is, I don't know that I've ever seen, and I know you believe Polamalu was the centerpiece of their defense. I still think, and I think he was a big part, a huge part of their defense. I still think just the fabric of Dick LeBeau's defense is everything is centered around the linebacker.
But Spagnuolo's is the defensive line. And, there's got to be some part of the front seven that's your focus of the front seven, yes. But Polamalu was the guy that you can freewheel, you can do what you want, the same way Tyrann Mathieu is going to be able to, it appears, freewheel in this
defense. But
it
feels like to me that it's being taken up a notch in a level that we possibly have never seen before with the safety, having to be the major part of, like, the centerpiece of everything. And I've never seen that. And I am more intrigued about, I don't know if there's anything else about this Chiefs season, maybe Mahomes' second year,
sure,
how he performs, but that I'm more intrigued and excited to see. Like, I cannot wait until the first preseason game where they play extended time to see where he lines up and what things they're going to be doing to him. And then when they go to Jacksonville without Pete and Steve, when they go to Jacksonville to see the type of things that they line him up in.
We'll be there.
You're not. Chew on this. I mean, it's optional. You're doing whatever you want today. Chew on this. How do you believe the Chiefs have handled this this Tyreek Hill situation up to this point?
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Get ready, get ready. I see some floating in already. Come. The report card, showing Vern's report card. Vern's ready to leave. Showing Vern's report card coming up for the money shot. He doesn't want to be here.
Not ready to leave. I'm getting
with me.
Ready to leave.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be here with me anymore. Just want to let him know that it is.
It's Friday. I'm excited about a Friday.
We know you've been ready to go since Tuesday.
Well, whatever. We normally go out and have beers and wings after a Friday show.
Yep, and we're not today.
We're not?
No. He shot that down.
Got to take care of some stuff. Yeah. Oh, I'm not allowed to have a life. But whenever you bring up your kids, we all
I don't
know.
Ever bring up my damn kids. Ever.
We could probably get Hartzell to go with us. He's celebrating his number one SportsCenter, not top 10.
I don't know how much I really want to be around you right now, Steve.
What did I do?
Yeah, what did Steve do? You're just in a place right now.
No, shut up.
You're going through a phase.
I'm not going through a phase. I'm not a phaser. I am 35.
Were you unhappy with your voice during Happy Birthday? Because I feel like you've been angry since then.
Are you calling him pitchy?
Find it.
Yeah.
Go back. And find it.
Ron has a
moving.
Very good voice.
Are
I
you
think.
Kidding me?
Yeah, that was
there is
bogus,
not one thing that I don't crush. It is that. Go back and find it and cut it, and we will listen to it. That is that. You are a low down.
Yeah, that was dirty.
A low down. That's why I said I don't think I want to be around you. That was mean.
I wasn't being mean. I was just observing that. Since we sang happy birthday for Bob, you have been a little bit meaner than you were throughout the rest of the show.
There's always a consistent level of mean.
I am going to
I honestly
go,
think it's my fault. I'll take the blame. I don't think it had anything to do with the song.
I am going to go buy you. I'm going to go buy cigarettes and just plant them in spaces and areas in your car.
Ron, don't do that.
And at your desk. And I'm going to buy you the best lighter.
Come on, man. That's so petty. Stop.
I'm going to buy you the best lighter that I could find. Nobody needs to pull the sex on fire stuff. I know. Happy birthday to you. Stop it. Was pitchy at the start of that. That was, God, he's right.
Don't throw your glasses, man.
Start it again. I was so pitchy off the stop. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Just cut it off. This is the worst day I've ever had on the show. This is pathetic. Apologies to you, Serta. That was horrible. I thought I had done a great job on that. That was pathetic. Fesco, I apologize. Your wife, your children, I just saw. I apologize. I don't ever need to hear that again.
I thought it was really good.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious.
It was pitchy off the top. The solo
I don't know what that
at
means,
the
really.
Second part was just horrible. You could hear my voice shaking like I'm scared, like I was watching Us or something.
Have you seen Us?
No.
Hey, an update from Jeff Passan of ESPN in response to Tim Anderson being suspended one game by Major League Baseball, the White Sox shortstop, and Brad Keller suspended 5 games. Jeff Passan says when MLB investigated the benches clearing incident between the Sox and Royals, umpires and players from both teams said Tim Anderson used a racially charged word. Anderson received a 1-game suspension because of that. And the umpires after the game refused comment because of the language that was used on the field by Tim Anderson.
Must have been some language that they've never heard before on the field. Right? He's saying racially charged. I would imagine this must be a new level of conversation that they've ever heard that must have stuck out, must have been hugely appalling. That they've never heard. Because I'm sure they've heard colorful language in that. But this must have been
I mean, I don't know what it was, but racially or, you know, like
homophobic,
like those words.
Something like, yeah, to garner a one-game suspension.
They need to be pretty consistent with it if this is what they're going to do. I know that they have suspended individuals for homophobic words. I haven't heard of a racially charged suspension, but I'm not opposed to it.
Now, I mean,
that's
you got
fine if you
players
get
from
rid
both
of that
teams.
Language.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of that, I could go with that.
Yeah, I'm not against that.
But because when you saw a one game suspension and you saw like words he was saying, if you remember and go back, he didn't seem to be going nuts.
He still had words for Brad Keller.
No, he was talking, but I'm just saying he didn't seem to be.
You know, no, he wasn't Carlos Gomez.
I was about to say, yeah, he didn't seem like he was going nuts.
No, he was just angry that you just hit me with a ball.
Yeah.
It's okay, man. It's okay. But you asked the question.
Like someone here, show you do me a favor and just take 2 weeks off and quit after that vocal performance. You're right, man. Right. It's something that should be considered. That was pathetic.
Day
you hear that, man?
To you.
That's awful. Man, what are we doing?
I was trying to transition, but.
I apologize to the whole show. What am I doing here?
Quit pouting like Brad Keller. Pick yourself up and let's go.
I can't nail that.
We'll beat the next segment.
I cannot believe out of the gates I'm
pitching. Ron, we're doing the report card in 10 minutes, man. Come on, quit giving him so much fodder.
Got to be better. As a clear leader, I've got to nail that.
Okay, well, you didn't. You dropped the ball. You let us all down. But what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? Huh? You're going to take your ball and go home? Huh? Let's go. Now, you went to break, and you said, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, chew on this.
Newsflash.
Oh, my God. So you're just...
Serta's newsflash.
Out here being a...
What a coward.
Being a real Joel right now.
No doubt. What you're doing.
I care, unlike Joel.
He asked us to chew on something. Chew on your tears.
Yeah, Serta brought it to my attention, and I appreciate you.
Well, be a man about it.
I appreciate you as a fake friend bringing it to my attention and telling me how horrific I was. Probably completely, we probably lost 10,000 listeners. Probably lost 10 listeners at that point in time from that pathetic serenade of Bob Fisk.
During an interview with MLB Network on Thursday, Royals outfielders Billy Hamilton and Terrence Gore said they are up for a race against the Atlanta Braves, the Freeze, when they take on the Braves for a two-game series in July.
Freeze doesn't want any of that. That guy's got no chance. He's been beaten by someone before. Terrence Gore and Billy Hamilton, great interview, but they will give the Freeze all of the business. Hey, big news out of Major League Baseball.
Sure it is.
Sir, and I apologize if you were just about to get to this.
You know he wasn't.
Hector Gomez reports that the Blue Jays will call up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Woo! He'll make his big league debut on Tuesday.
Well, I'm excited about that. I know everybody's been waiting for that.
The only Freeze I know is John Freeze, former quarterback of the San Diego Chargers and Seattle Seahawks.
What about Hugh Freeze?
He likes hookers.
What about David Freeze?
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Serta. Knowing who David Freeze is.
He just said the name. You
that's
don't know
your
if he
upset
knows
of
who
the
he
year,
is.
Ladies.
World Series MVP, right?
Oh, my God. If you can give me the
You're
year
right,
David
man.
Freeze was
You're
the
right.
World Series MVP, I will come in there and kiss you on your mouth.
And the manager that did
2012.
Coke.
Thank God I don't got to kiss you on the
mouth. And the manager who did coke that he played against.
That he played against?
Oh, that's too difficult.
I have no idea.
And let him move on from that coke thing, man. Why you got to do this to Michael Irvin? You do it to Ron Washington. Man, they messed up. They made a mistake. You don't need to be branded by that mistake. Okay.
They'll allow them to be branded by this bad
Ron
song.
Washington.
You're right, man.
Blew some lines.
Look at Serta.
Let him move on.
Look at Serta really picking it up.
That was like
and
the
knocking
one
that
year
down
that
the
I really gambled heavily on the World Series. That's the only reason I know that.
He's picking it up. And you've had some moments today, and then this is just...
Quit being such a bitch.
You know, normally I'd be so mad at you and I'd come over there, but you're right. The Yankees are my daddy. The Yankees are my daddy. You know.
Oh, he said it twice. Yeah. That's how you know it's real.
Yep.
So the report card's next. You can't handle this. You want me to? The report card.
No,
you
just
tell
be
us-
completely honest and let us know. You know how bad it was. I know how bad. I can't believe it. It's happy, and I don't know where I was on that. Pitchy. Randy Jackson was pissed. The report card. Bring it on. Next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back in. The report card, Show and Vern report card coming up next. If you are new to the program, welcome. Generally, at the end of every week on Friday, the last segment is the report card before the money shot. Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. You text in how you thought we did this week. The more specific, the grander we enjoy it. And I deserve a lot after that birthday celebration song that we did for Bob Fesco, in which I give myself an F, just pitchy as hell, and I'm better than that. Send them in as that's coming up. But you have the latest on the Tim Anderson, Brad Keller situation.
Sure do. From Jeff Passan of ESPN, he says, during the benches clearing incident, now, if you're just joining us, Tim Anderson, White Sox shortstop, was suspended one game. White Sox manager Rick Renteria was suspended one game, and Brad Keller was suspended five games. Jeff Passan, during the benches clearing incident, White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson called Brad Keller a weak-ass effing N-word. Sources tell ESPN.
And I told you that that's what he said. I said, I told you before we found out, in some form or fashion, that's what he said. And I said that this is probably something they haven't really had a lot of experience hearing on the field, and I would bet so. That is something that is heard all the time on the NBA floor and in the NFL. I remember they were talking about throwing flags.
Do you say that meaning that he shouldn't have been suspended for saying that?
No. It should be if this is something that they want to impact, I think they're well within their rights of suspending him for that. It does seem very appalled. If you're saying racial stuff or slurs, we want to get out. Either way, yeah. I'm just simply saying, like, that is something that is spoken a ton in those. Like, it wouldn't have been a suspension in those sports. Here we are. Send them in. Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. The Show and Vern report card. Why don't you cheer down?
Because we're going into the weekend, man. I'm excited. Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. Listener number 58. You guys are so cute together. Oh, thanks, man.
Do you want to go to the spot that we used to go to before we had Vern? Will that make you feel better?
I've already expressed to you how I feel and what I want around you. I don't want to be around you.
From the 913, Show is a scrub.
Bring it. That's fine. Listener 36 Mafia Show, you were a little pitchy on that "you" at the end of Bob's birthday song. I know. It's pathetic.
From the 678, you guys get an F for killing off Bob Barker, Cloris Leachman, and Emmanuel Lewis.
Pitchy voice Show. B, Insider, Vern, A minus. Serta, A, as always. Beachamania, A plus. Listener, 3.14.
Thank you.
No time to grade the show this week. I've got a hog full of blue chews. Have a great weekend. I know I will. Listener number 14.
Protein Housey with a Purpose. Text line 69306. Listener 13 says, I give you an A+. Wait, I was listening to The Wolf this week. Not you guys. Yeah.
You got to hold that F for your boy, Serta. You're all part of the same show. So you all get the same grade. Think of it like a group project in school.
Listener 827 wants Serta to pull Ron singing Sex on Fire. That'll pick him up because he really nailed that one.
You should re-listen to the show every day more than you're singing to be pissed about. Listener number 660. Thanks for the grade. D-. Seth was great, but outside of that, same beating negative topics into the ground 5 times a day, 5 days a week. Hashtag power hour.
Hashtag power hour. Listener 15 writes...
Why would you listen? No, why would you... I mean, I know I'm not supposed to say that.
They actually love it.
Why would you listen? Like, you don't even know you're getting... You don't even know you were entertained until the end of it.
Listener 15 writes, I'm giving you a C-. You had a pretty solid week, but then a Hartzell-like collapse after the birthday song.
It's right. It's pathetic. It was during the song. That was where the trip started, and I fell on my face.
Listener 2369 says, change the name of the show to Pitchy and Vern.
Deserve it. 58, if Vern's voice had a back, it would have been broken from carrying Ron's voice.
That's not true. Listener 69, it was an A, but Ron's being a bitch, so it's a B+.
Take it.
Listener 009, show you get an A, Serta a B, and an A+ for Vern for letting me know that my hairy belly is the way of the future.
I have to give this week an A+++. The penis tie segment was classic, and not wanting to zip your penis in the bathroom.
I don't remember that.
If show wasn't being a KD, it would be an A. 51.
If show wasn't being a what?
KD.
Like a soft Kevin Durant?
I deserve it, man.
Now, your hair looks a lot better than Kevin Durant's, though.
What was that about in the back end of that, man? I told you his hair looks like his head looks like the globe or uncut grass or grass that has weeds growing in it. That's what his hair looks like.
Listener 111, no grade. Just want you guys to know that Serta's my all-time favorite.
Give you guys a B+. Ronnie's song to Bobby was bad. Still, the best thing he did all week. Vernon A+, as always. Serta, again, sorry for your loss. Listening.
From the 913, you guys get a T for trash.
Jive turkeys, but I love you. Bring back what you're watching, and you'll get an A. Listener 100.
Bam. The Money Shot.
Let's finish with the bang. The Money Shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads. It is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Hey, Spoons, finish them off, baby.
I'll even take that. I first want to apologize for that song I sung to Fesco and that little girl I tripped yesterday. But the biggest thing I want to touch, I saw one of my favorite things in sports yesterday, Vern, and that is when great players are challenged. And yesterday, Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant were challenged, and they came into the game, and they went off. Patrick Beverley couldn't do nothing with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant had 38 points in like 30 minutes. He didn't even play the fourth. And Ben Simmons, who does not have a jumper, came out with 31 points, stepping up when Joel Embiid was farting on the bench and was hurt. And I don't believe hurt. You got to play that game. It was great. I'll even deserve this one. 816, Ron is Black Trump. Everything is about him. He's an a-hole. LOL. JK, JK. You didn't have to add that end on to be nice. Just pathetic.
Oh, rip up the rundown. Come on, man. We can't end the week like this, babe.
Show and Vern, brought to you by...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.